with the latest news now.
Israel risks walking into a trap if it launches a full-scale ground invasion of Gaza, a former head of MI6 has warned. Sir Alex Younger warned that Israel should not do what your enemy wants you to do, saying that Hamas would be well pleased to see the conflict develop in such a way. Meanwhile, the Israeli embassy in the UK said that at least 100 reservists and active duty soldiers are understood to have travelled from the UK to Israel. Defence Secretary Grant Shapps spoke earlier ahead of a meeting of defence ministers in Brussels.
What happened on Saturday and over the weekend, the senseless slaughter of men, women and children, is something that the world, even Israel, who's seen a lot of conflicts in the past, has never seen. Children butchered, elderly taken away.
NHS waiting lists have hit a high record. New figures from the NHS in England show 7.7 million people were waiting to start treatment at the end of August, up from 7.68 million in July. This is the highest number since records began in July 2007 and comes despite Prime Minister Rishi Sunak saying cutting waiting lists is one of his priorities. New figures have shown that annual revenues from council parking operations in England have reached nearly £1 billion. AA analysis of government data published on Thursday found that English local authorities made an excess of £962 million in the financial year of 2022 and 2023. This included £673 million from on-street parking and £289 million from car parks. And the government will set out its plans for dealing with vapes so they are no longer targeted children. Health Secretary Steve Barclay said the government is cracking down on the market like it's a sweet shop. Speaking earlier, he explains why it's an issue.
We've seen a threefold increase in the last 3 years in terms of the number of children vaping. It's now affecting one in five children. So we're clear we're going to take action.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
When you're dealing with debt, you need support you can trust. With more five-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, there's no one more reliable than Credit Fix. With our help, you could write off up to 81% of your unsecured debt and get your life back. For debt help you can rely on, text ACT to 60777 now. Terms apply, not suitable for all, can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Cool and mostly sunny for the northern half of the UK with showers in the far northwest. Warm and cloudy in the south. Some outbreaks of rain, heavy rain affecting the far southwest. Highs of 17 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Here for health and well-being. Find out about free tasters on the many exciting classes available, including yoga, Nordic walking, Pilates and much more. See ymcanewarksherwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, can lie when you keep on.
three, four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
And good evening. A very warm welcome from Gorey and Joino Radio Newark Sport. We are very lucky indeed this week to have Lynn Coombs, who's chuckling in the corner already. Lynn Coombs is joining us this evening. We're going to have a great chat with Lynn. We're going to do the local sport first after the next little break. But just before we go there, I just want to thank Dean and June for last week. It was a great, great hour we had with them. Had some good fun and really interesting stuff we spoke about. So thank you to those guys, and we'll be back in a few seconds and we'll talk about what's been going on in the last week.
Here we go. Stargate. Another short fly hit.
We get it out every night. When there
welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino, also known in the local area as the Saint and Greavesy of Newark. Good evening, everybody. And a warm welcome to Lynn Coombs. How are you, Lynn?
I'm good, thank you. Good evening to you both.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome. Right, so local sport. Joanna, we're going to start with you. I think this is a bit topical after Dean being in here last week. Is that right?
Yeah, this is in Carl Greaves' camp. Emma Dolan, she retained her Commonwealth title on Saturday night in her first successful defence against the previously unbeaten Nicola Hopewell. So, well done, Emma.
Great stuff. I'm just going to hand... Well, I'm handing over to myself, actually, because I'm going to just talk about the Holy Trinity game last week. For those that don't know, Holy Trinity won the Notts Cup last year and therefore qualified for the FA Cup, the Sunday FA Cup, which is a real feat. What a game, I have to say, for starters. If the opposing team had lost 10-2, really no joke, that should have been the score. The Holy Trinity created so many great chances. They were really unlucky. Lost to two goals that are basically breakaways. I don't think the other team had many chances at all. And really bad luck to those guys. They worked hard. They played so well. They played for each other. So bad luck to you guys. Onwards and upwards. What we have got, John, do you want to mention the Newark ladies?
Yeah, just a quick mention to our very own Newark Town Ladies Football Club. They beat top of the league in their respective league on Sunday, 5-3, which was a fantastic achievement. So well done to the Newark Town Ladies.
Brilliant. And over to Lynn. Lynn's got a little story for us.
I've seen that young cricketer Toby Lambert's signed again for Nottinghamshire Cricket Academy. He's going to be featuring in the under-16s and under-18s squad. And he's only 15.
He's only 15. Is it not him again, is he, this year?
He is.
Fantastic. Well done to you, and good luck with that. John, anything else of any significance, really, that we can see?
Just a couple of football scores from the Highwaymen. They got through to the next round of the League Cup, beating St Andrews 8-0. Quite a convincing scoreline. Newark Town had a good league win, 3-1. Which has just put them outside the playoffs. So, local side, just a quick mention for Southwall. They had an excellent cup win against the previously unbeaten Clipston. I think they've played 9-1-9 in the league, so they're no mean feat for them, and Southwall turned them over 2-0 in the cup midweek, which was a great result.
Great stuff. And also, just to finish off, Newark and Sherwood, they had a great win, 8-0 win. I know the couple of guys are the scorers there. I know Liam got a couple and should have had a couple more, apparently. But well done to those guys. They're getting up there now. They're starting to get some results together. So well done. Fantastic. So that's the local sport for this week. So what we'll do is have a little break and then we'll be back to talk to Lynn. Take care.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Tired of overpaying for storage? Moving house and need a short-term storage solution? Or just lack of space in the garage? Why not try Hardy's Storage, located at Hardy's Farm Shop, Farndon? Hardy's offer one of Newark's lowest cost and uncomplicated storage solutions. Flexible contracts, several sizes available, secure premises, access 7 days a week. Contact us now on 01636 681 201 or visit hardysfarndon.co.uk.
Everybody needs more space, or ideally an extra room. Whether you want a new shed, a summer house, a garden office or a bespoke outside building, you need the Shed Brothers. Our business is built on quality and honesty. We provide the full service, from a free survey to design and installation. And we're family run. We're the Shed Brothers. We're brothers and we make sheds and all sorts of timber buildings. Check out the Shed Brothers on social media or online at theshedbrothers.co.uk. Radio News.
This is Lincoln's favourite song, by the way, everybody out there.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Too shattered. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights to survive, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Welcome back to Newark Radio with Joino and myself, Gory, and another big welcome to Lynn Coombs, who's joined us for the evening. How are we doing then, Lynn?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to this.
And by the way, that was Lynn's favourite, 9 to 5 there from Dolly Parton. We both couldn't believe our ears when Lynn said that was her favourite, but
it's
there you go,
Lynn.
It's
a great choice, personally.
Just for you, Lynn. Just for you. So, okay. We're going to start at the beginning, Lynn. So, come on, we've known each other a long time. Sporting family, the Coombs name, isn't it? Yeah, your dad's from the football background.
I think I was always going to be sporty with the family I've got.
And your sister as well, by the way, yeah?
Yeah.
And, okay, so I bumped into Dave Smith today. So, a big shout out to Dave Smith, growth school teacher. First thing he said to me was, when I told him I was got Lynn on the show, was, I remember Billy. He said, I thought there were some hard footballers out there till he said I met Billy Coombs. So that was a big shout out to you, Dave. And thanks for the chat that we had. So, Lynn, how did it all start with the hockey? Where did we start that one?
I started at school, at the Grove School, which obviously Dave was one of the PE teachers there. But it was Linda Smith and Heather Harden that were the girls' PE teachers. They got me, well, I started playing hockey. There was no junior hockey, club junior hockey or anything like that. All those years ago, so it was just first year at the Grove, year seven, playing at school. My sister had played when she went to the Grove. She's 2 years older, so in the back garden, as you do,
practicing.
Yeah, got to school, loved it. Loved netball as well. Loved all sports, to be honest, at school. Had to focus on one. Got into the county hockey squad and at under 16 level, because that was the earliest you could do county then, and it went from there really.
So County was under 16 for you. Was it under 16 as a team or was it ladies?
I played Paviers Ladies Hockey Club. Went to Paviers because Linda played and Heather played for Paviers. Because obviously it's a Nottingham club. But then we ended up playing at the Grove and we trained when Railways packed in. We nicked their spot on the on the red car. Well, went to Astro. But obviously Railways, I was down there for years with Dad training on a Thursday night. Had some inside knowledge from Jinnah that they were folding and that slot was coming free. So we had that as a training slot because we played our games there. Because at Burnstown we didn't have an Astro and all our league games had to be on Astro for the first team at Paviers for the level we were playing.
Do you remember when you talk about Astro and we talk about 4G and everything now, that Astro at the Grove was probably the worst Astro on the planet. It must have been.
That was laid my first year at the Grove, which was 85. That my was first word. Laid.
Yeah, because we took the kids down there to do a bit of training, football, and everybody was coming with ripped knees. It wasn't really for football, to be fair, was it?
No, and we used to hate it because you footballers used to ruin our goals. And play with studs and things like that. And those pitches weren't made for football studs.
No, not really. I mean,
I think you get an inkling on the surface when the main arena is less used than the grass verges on the outside. I can actually remember training on the grass. You know,
on the edge. Yeah,
they was more used than the actual arena itself
because you could just enough light off those floodlights. Oh, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't get a hockey ball to roll flat on that, would you? That's the problem.
No, at school we used to play on grass, and the lower standards, lower teams and leagues, they used to play on grass until, I was probably about 18, 19 when most club games had to be on Astro. Mm. So I started playing for Paviers at 14, 15, around then.
Was it tough being that young, joining in?
Things were very different then to what they have to be now.
There is that, yeah.
But no, I loved it. It was great. You're around older people, great role models. And here I am still playing today. And I remember being a youngster playing at 15, 16, 17, 18, seeing these people in their 30s and 40s, thinking, I'll not be still playing when I'm their age. And here I am at 49 and still playing.
Well, I remember seeing you every week somewhere, because we were all footballing, and somewhere you'll be walking past with your hockey stick in your bag going somewhere. Yeah. Hockey. Yeah, I remember it for you going years back. Did your dad go and watch you?
He'd come on the Grove and come watch me. In fact, going back to what Dave said about Dad, I remember I was playing a game on the Grove and there was a couple of players and me, and we collided, shall we say, and one of them was laid on the back, and I went over to see if she was all right, and my dad called me over. You don't ask how she is till after the game.
That is brilliant.
Good old Billy,
yeah. That's amazing. Right, what we're going to do is we're just going to have a little break, because we're going to talk about how your career's flourished since those days, and we shall be back in a few minutes.
When you hold me, there's a place I go. It's a different high, oh no. When you touch me, I get vulnerable in a different light, oh no. Yeah.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory Joino. And we have Lynn Coombs with us this evening, for those that are just joining us. And we've just been talking about how Lynn got into hockey. And actually, during the break, it was an interesting conversation. We just talked about what happened prior to her getting the call up to the England team. Go on, tell us about the girls' holiday and how it all started. And go on, what are you doing now? Because actually, you don't do full-time sport, Lynn, so give us a bit of a taste on that one. That was quite interesting.
I was working in Grantham in a hotel in the leisure club, following my sporting dreams. Not really though, because I wanted to be a PE teacher, but didn't want to go to university. I went to work there, followed that path. Four of us that all played hockey together at Paviers went on a girls' holiday when I was about 22, I think. We all made a pact. We all said, how are we going to change our lives? We all did it, and mine was to go to university and be a PE teacher. So that's what I did. Lifelong friends, you know, still in contact with these friends as well now, which is great. Love that through hockey. Then went into teaching, because obviously hockey is just a weekend sport.
Yeah.
Went on from there. When I got older and went into master's age group, so at over 40s, that's when I trialled for England and for regional, for Midlands, and played for both. So I started playing masters at 40s, and that was the earliest age group then.
But that was that not up here? That was down. You just mentioned you went down to the, you moved down south, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, that was when I was doing my teacher training. I moved down south, so I played hockey at Horsham and East Grinstead. I was down there for a few years, and then when I moved back, Paviers had hockey club had finished, so I joined Boots in 2005.
Okay.
And then been at Boots more or less all the time since then. Been at Belper for a couple of years, played National League with Belper, and then ended up working in Peterborough. It was just too much of a commute midweek, yeah, from Peterborough to Belper, and then went back to Boots and been at Boots since.
Great stuff. So the reason why, one of the reasons why you're here, because obviously you've lived in Newark most of your life, and obviously you've got a very sporty background. You went and trialled for England, Lynn. At what age? What was the first trial year?
I was 39, so I trialled for over 40s.
Okay. Where was that? How did it go? Well, obviously it went all right, but where was that?
It went okay. My first competition was in Rotterdam, and that was the World Cup, and we came runners-up. We got bronze.
Okay.
Got bronze in that competition. Following year, well, you're testing me now. I did England for 3 years, over 40s. I went to Canberra as well, and we got silver in Canberra over in Australia.
So effectively, you just, every time you get picked for England, you get to do these really nice tournaments. How often is the World Cup?
World Cup's every 2 years, and the Europeans is every 2 years, every other year.
Intermittently.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're 39, you've gone for the over 40s, and you've already had two World Cups by the time you're, 41, 42?
Yeah, 43. So we played World Cup, Euros down in London, which coincided with 2012.
Okay.
I think. And then, went to Australia.
Wow. And so you always do well, don't you? So you've got, a bronze in Canberra?
Bronze in Rotterdam, a silver in Canberra.
Brilliant.
So this summer was, I'd had a break as well, with various injuries or not being selected, but this summer was my first gold.
This summer?
Yeah.
And let's talk about this summer then, come on. So it's the Euros, wasn't it?
It was the Euros in Nottingham this summer. Age groups, there was over 45s, over 50s, 55s, all in Nottingham.
Okay.
For ladies, and the same for men's. It was a 10-day tournament, so we started playing on a Friday, and then we went the whole week, and then the final was a week on Sunday. So we had 7 matches in 10 days.
So semi-final, was that the Germany one?
It was.
I can't believe you beat them, Lynn. And then who did you play in the final?
We played Spain in the final.
And you beat Spain.
We did beat Spain.
Wow! So you got over. You got one over the football, do I know? Mm-hmm. We can beat them at hockey, can't we? Brilliant. So you were saying that it's it's staggered now, is it? So it's on over 40s, over 45s, over 50s, is that right?
Yeah.
What age group does it finish?
For ladies, over 65s. For men's, they play Grandmasters, which is over 70s and over 75s.
That's amazing. That is amazing. We'll talk about the medal in a minute. There's a story. And we wish you could, everybody could see it. Obviously, I've got a face for radio. You can't see that medal as well. So let's gonna have a little short break, and then we'll be back with Lynn.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Hey, have you heard about all the incredible activities at YMCA Village?
Oh, absolutely. They've got fitness and well-being all wrapped up in one place.
And the variety of classes is great. Yoga, Nordic walking, climbing, dance, and both indoor and outdoor fitness training.
And not just for adults. There are amazing activities for young people too.
Yeah, after school, they have youth gym workouts, climbing, cooking, art, and so many choices.
And the best part is, you can try these activities for free. They offer taster sessions before you commit.
YMCA Village, here for you and the health and well-being of our community.
My family and I are shaking off the salt. But did you know, most of the salt we eat doesn't come from the salt shaker. It's already in the foods we buy. Sauces, ready meals, cereals. It's surprising where salt pops up. That's why we use the Change for Life food scanner app. With a simple scan of the barcode, it shows us how much salt is in our favourite food, so we can make healthier choices. Easy. Be food smart. Download the Food Scanner app today.
Bye.
of my all-time favourite classics there from the 90s, if anybody out there can remember that one. So welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and alongside me as always, Joino. And we're having a really good chat here with Lynn. And during the break, we're quite astounded, Joino, aren't we?
Yeah, very, very.
People out there would think Lynn plays for England. You know, there's this lifestyle that you see most England people have, and we've just been talking about how Lynn has to buy her own shirt, has to wash it in the bath after they've played a game on the tournaments. It's astounding, Lynn, isn't it?
To be honest, it's the norm for us, but it's astounding to people that aren't in the hockey environment or the know, you know. And I know footballers, you know, you turn up every week, your kit's washed for you, you get new kit, or you get kit provided. At club level, we buy our own kit and we keep our own kit, you wash it, that's fine. But yeah, even the same for England and for regional, for Midlands, you have to buy your own kit.
Now we know footballers do get it easy, John, don't we?
Footballers do get it easy, too easy.
Too easy.
It just astounds me that if you are selected for an England side, the quality that you've been playing, Lynn, with the hockey, the amount of funding that you have to raise for yourself to partake in this.
You do, unfortunately. It's all self-funding. Again, at regional level and at international level, everything's self-funding. Your flights, your kit.
You got to take time off work, unpaid.
Time off work, yeah.
It's not easy, is it, Lynn?
It's not. It's not easy. It's a huge commitment, but it's also a huge privilege.
That's massive, the thing, yeah. As well, isn't it? Yeah. You play for Great Britain, you put the shirt on. Is there anything that they actually do provide?
We get our lovely medals.
Oh, right. Moving on to the medals. We need to talk about the medals, Joino.
Yeah, the medals, yeah. I've got it in my pocket here at the minute, yeah.
It's not weighing you down, is it?
It's certainly not, no.
So we talk about not providing anything, right? This medal is literally, for everybody out there, we have to describe this. It is made of wood.
It's bamboo.
It's bamboo.
Yeah.
And is it bamboo? Or was it, because it was in Australia. Was it in Australia? Did you say it was Canberra, that one?
No, this one's Nottingham's.
So this is a Nottingham. So it's not even significant to somewhere, you know, foreign that had bamboo as a... So if the rustling you can hear is Lynn getting the medal out of her bag. You're going to wear it when we take the photograph later so people can see this, Lynn.
Obviously, I'm really appreciative and hugely proud that we got a gold medal. But when we... Last year in South Africa, when we got our silver medals, which is... the same bamboo but with silver paint, it was slightly surprising, yeah. To say the least. It's quite windy in South Africa, and when it just kind of blew, you got awarded it and it kind of blew out your neck. It's like the old scarf in the wind.
So the guy that gave it to you got a smack in the eye, didn't he? So that, I mean, to be fair, I'm astounded, but you girls did something for yourselves, didn't you? Actually bought a nice one that you could be proud of.
We did. We got together as a squad. Unfortunately, the medals were rather thin, and travelling back from South Africa, they're in a hand luggage. As much as you look after them, several people's actually snapped.
Oh, did they?
So we decided as a squad that we needed to celebrate and needed a memento. So we did organise and get ourselves a silver medal.
So... talking about 12 months ago, you're on your way back from South Africa. So you had this really successful tournament. You got the silver. Talk to us a bit about the South African tournament and what it was like there.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing opportunity that we had. It was great right from the start. You know, we all met at Heathrow. One of the girls, fortunate with her bank, we went in the first class lounge. It just started from there. We're all in a kit, met some amazing people in there. But, you know, just to start the tournament off that way was great. And obviously, long flights. We had two really long flights to get us to Cape Town. We arrived.
Who did you fly with? British Airways?
No, unfortunately, okay. Not. Right, okay. That could be another sponsorship deal. No, we got there. We arrived, the next day we had a training session, and then the following day straight into the tournament. Again, 7 games in 10 days, I believe we had, and that was over at Two Grounds. Table Mountain in the background. Oh, it was just amazing. And then we, on our days off, because you have to cram it all in as well, you know, you're there. We did Table Mountain as a group. That was quite good. Everybody was just FaceTiming family from up the top of Table Mountain. We did Cape Point as well. Went over, saw the penguins. You know, we just had to try and cram as much in because it is once in a lifetime, really, isn't it?
So, was it all in Cape Town? You didn't. It was all.
Went to safari. Some of us paid for a safari trip, and that was a couple of hours away, Aquila.
Oh, okay. So the training facilities, was that all at the hotel that you stayed at, or was that somewhere else?
No, that was at a local school. We went down there for our first training session. We just had the one training session, just trying to acclimatise a little and run off the flight and our legs, and then it was straight into the tournament.
Fabulous. So who did you face? Anybody top of the... Well, semi-final and finals, you're always going to face good. So here we go. Lynn's face is scrunching up trying to remember who she's played in the semi-final and the final.
It was Argentina in the final. Okay. Because we lost to them, unfortunately.
Were they the better team or we...
They were the better team on the day.
Okay.
It pains me to say it, but they were.
Okay, semi-final, can you remember?
No.
Now, did you get to play a lot? Were you chosen to play? Were you sub a lot? What?
No, at hockey we have rolling subs.
Okay.
But I was quite fortunate and played a lot of the tournament, yeah. And we play quarters as well at international level, not halves.
Play quarters. And it's 11-a-side, isn't it?
It is 11-a-side.
Brilliant. We're going to talk about what's going to come up very shortly. So what we're going to do, we're going to have another break. But you really do want to keep going as long as you can, don't you? Where do you see yourself packing up, Lynn? How fit are you at the minute?
I'm not going to lie, I'm ageing.
She hasn't seen us yet,
but I'm still hanging on in there and playing first team club hockey. I've got trials this Sunday because the whole cycle starts again. It's not a given that you're in. We have to try. I've got 3 trials for England before Christmas. In amongst that as well, we've got trials for regional, so we have to trial for regional as well. The regional kind of feeds into international. They're making that more streamlined from this year. But 3 trials for England before Christmas, and then it's invitation only after.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to have another quick break, and then we'll finish off with Lynn. See you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Join Radio Newark on Sunday the 29th of October in the Castle Grounds for this year's Scarefest with the Children's Bereavement Centre. We'll be helping to support this great local charity with some great live entertainment on the stage. Plus, we'd like to see your scary costumes too. Nip to Facebook to find Scarefest Newark. To find out more, Scarefest with the Children's Bereavement Centre, Sunday, 29th of October, in the Castle Grounds. Be there and be scared.
Are you ready for the biggest Christmas fair in the East Midlands? Then look no further than Nottingham's Festive Gift and Food Show at the Newark Showground. With up to 200 stands, you'll find everything you need for Christmas all under one roof. From unique gift ideas to delicious festive foods, we've got you covered. Gates open from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of October. And best of all, parking is free. You need to hurry though, because tickets are limited and arrival time slots are filling up fast. Book your tickets now at knotsfestiveshow.co.uk and don't miss out on the ultimate Christmas experience.
Inspire College courses for young people offer qualifications in maths, English and IT.
plus vocational qualifications and traineeships in health and social care, hospitality, construction, sport and many more. With small class sizes, supportive tutors and study plans tailored to suit you and your needs, Inspire College can help you achieve your goals for work and education and also for life. You can also earn as you learn up to £100 a month, which won't affect any benefits. To find out how an Inspire College course can help you, call 01623 677 200 or visit inspireculture.org.uk/college. Radio Newark.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Joyner and Gorey. And Lynn Coombs is with us this evening. You're astounded by what we've just been talking about. So you were going to talk to Lynn and just ask her about the funding, etc.
Yeah, Lynn, it's a fantastic achievement to be where you are and to play for your country in a sport that you love playing is it's every person's dream, let's be honest. But one thing has just astounded me with what you've just literally been saying to us. You have to fund this yourself to play for your country.
We do.
Roughly, if you're prepared to say so, what did it cost you to play in South Africa and win that silver medal for your country?
As an ish figure, I would say about £2,500-£3,000 for the tournament, for kit. But that aside as well, I actually, because it was during term time and I work in a school, I was refused unpaid leave. So I actually resigned from my job because I wanted to go to Cape Town and play for England.
So you've done everything anybody else would have done. I don't think anybody's going to say that you made the wrong decision.
That has astounded me, the fact that you are representing your country in your chosen sport. So you've got this World Cup coming up, which hopefully, if you're successful in your trials and you get selected, roughly how much? It's obviously going to be a little bit more. It's in New Zealand, is that correct?
It is in New Zealand.
Roughly, what would you be looking at? Obviously people will be listening hopefully to this, and hopefully we can probably touch people that might be able to help you out in one way or another with the costings.
That would be great. We've not been told because we've not gone through trials yet, and it's next November, but it's at least 2.5 weeks in New Zealand because you've got your travelling time, your flight, kit. I believe it'll be all new kit because the England team have swapped sponsorship deals, so we have to fall in line with them. That's not confirmed yet, but it's a likely prospect. I don't really like to say, but I'm thinking probably about £3,500. And that's just for the tournament, again, not taking into account that loss of earnings.
Wow.
You've just asked me the question, when was the last time you paid subs, Joyner?
No, I asked you when you was last sub.
Oh, when I was last sub. I thought you meant when I was last sub.
No, I'm joking.
I can't remember that one either.
That's astounding. For me, I've known you a long time, and that the fact we've never had that conversation, that you're actually representing your country and it's costing you, and obviously, as you've just said, it cost you your job 1 year.
Yeah.
That is true dedication. I mean, for me, there must be some way of trying to get you to be sufficient in funding to not come out of your own pocket, Lynn, because at the end of the day, you're representing the country.
We are. I don't know whether England Masters deem it that's a privilege enough, or I don't know. Obviously, grassroots, they're fully supported, fully funded. When I was playing at Belpa, we'd got Sarah Glenn, a cricketer. She was also in the England hockey setup as well. She's wearing the same kit as me. Hers is all fully provided, and I'm paying for mine.
Okay, so
which, you know, I'm supportive of all the youngsters coming through and the grassroots. We have to be. They are the future of our sport.
They're definitely. I mean, so let's talk about the run up to this trial then, Lynn. So you've got three trials coming up. Whereabouts are they? Are they all locally?
In the Midlands, fortunately for me.
Okay.
We've got people travelling from all over the country. It's in Solihull on Sunday. So I'm travelling to Holborn for a league game on Saturday and then back to Solihull for trials on Sunday.
Okay. And then you said you've got three of those, have you, before Christmas?
Yeah. One in another 2 weeks' time and then one beginning of December.
And how many people roughly go to the trials, Lynn? So what's your chances?
I've moved up in age group, so I'm not sure. I don't fully know me competition.
So you'll be the youngest, though. You'll be the youngest.
I will be the youngest, yeah. Turn 50 next year, so I will
you
be the youngest.
You said that out loud on radio, Lynn.
I'm trying to come to terms with it.
It's a distant memory for me and you, Taylor. Oh, maybe not for you. Tony's face. So you got the three trials, and so if you're successful... You were saying you get to go to the New Zealand trial for the next tournament. It's an invite one. Is that right?
Yeah, so after Christmas, it's invitation only to trials. And from there, they'll select the squad for the home nation. So there's two competitions a year, whether it's the World Cup or the Euros, and always the home nations. So it'll be the home nations in June and then the World Cup in New Zealand in November.
November next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, my great. I mean, what a place to go to play. Yeah, I mean, I understand why you do what you do, because where do you get this opportunity to go to these places?
Yeah, and that's it. You know, you always say that you'd like to go to these places, but what better reason?
How many other countries take part in the tournament, Lynn?
Various across the age groups. It's dependent on the entries. We have 6, 7, 8 different countries. I mean, when I was in Rotterdam, we had two pools. The younger age groups over 40s, they have more entries at one tournament. Again, it depends on the travel.
Yeah.
And the cost for them, because a lot of teams that we heard about, they lost funds. I know the Australian team, they didn't play in Cape Town. They lost funds for COVID, and they didn't get their money back when the tournament was cancelled for COVID. So I know a friend, you say you go visiting countries, but you also have amazing friends as well. Yeah. from all over the country, so you get talking to them. And one girl that I know who have played over 40s against, she's like, we can't afford to do it because Australia Hockey aren't supporting them and haven't refunded any of the money that they took from COVID. But that's a different story, you know. That's up to them.
But, well, I mean, you've funded yourself, so you've done it, and you've not, and you're going to do it again.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the Australians. That's a bizarre situation, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, different countries have different routes in, and different funding streams, I guess.
So what is your training regime at the minute, Lynn, in terms of, because you've got a full-time job?
I've got a full-time
job. You're working hard. So what's your train in the week? Are you a couple of nights a week? Or
I train with boots on a Wednesday. It's just self-training, whether that's on the... go spinning on a Friday sometimes at the leisure centre, whether it's out for a run, whether it's on the bike at home. But, you know, as you get older, it's harder to do as much as you did train 7 days a week, you know.
It's keeping going, isn't it? I find that it's
walking down the stairs in the morning. That's the hardest thing.
It can't be as bad as walking down our stairs, Joyner. Please tell me.
It does get worse, mate, doesn't it?
It does get worse. It does get worse. And you're still young, so you've not reached 50 yet, then. But, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a real insight, Lynn, because I think before we came in tonight, we were going to talk to this Great Britain superstar who, a bit like the English football, you know, you turn up, your kit's on the peg. But, you know, it's a real insight into how, you know, what goes on and how you do it. So really, really, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And bringing in your amazing medal, which we'll put around your neck in a minute and we'll have a photograph. Joyner?
I just hope that if there is anybody listening out there tonight, that knows anybody, or to do it themselves, if I'm sure Lynn would be very appreciative if someone would come forward, and if she's successful in her trials, which no doubt she will be, that could back her, because
would be nice.
All sport needs funding.
It does.
It's been a privilege talking to you tonight, Lynn, about it, and it's certainly opened my eyes what you have to do to achieve that. to play for your country at hockey is it has astounded me, to be fair, what it actually costs you.
What it costs and takes.
It does, but, you know, the medals, the team, wearing the shirt.
I was going to say, there's something else behind it that's driving you, isn't it? So, but we do wish you all the very best, Lynn, and hopefully you do get in, and thank you so much for tonight.
Thank you for having
Joyner, me. Thanks for coming in again.
No problem.
And we'll have Dean coming up very shortly, and we've got a cricketing show for you next week, so look forward to that. Thanks for listening.
Strangers, from strangers into brothers, from brothers into strangers once again. We saw the whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends. Nothing's any different. Right now feels the same. I wonder why. I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky. Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye? It still hurts even after all these years. And I know that next time ain't always gonna happen. I gotta say I love you while we're here. Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye? One more time.